It is time for sports, and that means it is time for none other than Mike Causey. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
I won last night.
Yep.
The kitty litter box proved correct.
No, proved wrong. I picked Miami.
Oh, that's right. You didn't pick
Your box was right. Mine was wrong.
Well, that's because your cat was outside the box.
He's outside the parameters, yeah.
She was. That's an illegal entry.
There you go. It's an NFL, it's a new NFL rule.
You should
get a mulligan for that.
I have to ask you, did you watch the I actually watched the start of that game last night.
No, I didn't watch any of it.
Mike, you should have.
I watched the Blackhawks play the Rangers.
Troy Aikman was at his best. They had the news about the suspended, and you heard about the NFL official, right?
Yeah, some guy got fired, first one in like a million years. He got fired.
So,
it was a down linesman or something like that.
Yeah, because he's blown 15 calls.
That's all?
Since he's been in the league, well, that they know. But the big one was this past weekend where an offensive guard was pulled back and was obviously moving illegally 3 seconds before the snap.
Three seconds,
all right. The quarterback drops back. All the defensive players thought that they were going to call a penalty. Nope. They threw a touchdown, 38-yard touchdown pass on that play. So the NFL fired the guy. So
what happened to the replay? They couldn't catch it?
That
was something you couldn't review.
Yeah. So
there you go.
So now they start the game last night, the kickoff, right? So they do the kickoff, and I forget who it was. I don't care who received it. They received the ball, and they ran it up, and there was a penalty flag. The penalty flag was there was not enough players in the right position to receive the kickoff, okay? It was against the team that received it.
Not enough players in the right position.
There's too many
players and not enough players on a field.
Well, there's
not in the right position.
There's a box that that these people have to be in. You know, there's a certain position. So now they call that, and that's a 10-yard penalty, right? But what do they do? They don't do the 10-yard penalty. They enforced. They do a re-kick
on the kickoff.
Or they redo with the kickoff on the second kick. The team that was going to be starting at their 7-yard line started at their 30-yard line. So Troy Aikman just took off on the officials and brought up about this other official, and it was he really did a great job. It was unbelievable.
That's why I don't watch football. Why does it matter where you put yourself on the field?
I'd never heard that rule on Troy Aikman.
I mean, if you have 11 players on the field, if you decide to put 10 of them on one side of the field and one on the other, who cares? Who cares what you do?
And if you don't put enough players out there, who cares?
If you don't put enough players out there, it shouldn't be a penalty. It should be a penalty if you put too many. But if you want to play with 9 when everybody else plays with 11, more power to you. NFL is a joke. It's a joke.
All right. Well, we have to go to the joke, and we have to do our NFL picks.
I'm not losing 3 games this weekend.
All right. Well, let's go to the schedule here. You want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
Kansas City, Chicago, and New England. Next.
Okay. All right. So now I've got Kansas City picked. All right. That was just a natural. I stayed away from Chicago because the Jets
stink.
They stink, but they always screw you up.
Nah, they ain't screwing up this weekend.
All right. I'm going to take Cleveland over Pittsburgh as an upset special.
And you must be smoking crack again.
My cat is.
See? And that's it. Blame the cat. We always blame somebody else. We could always it's not our fault. It's not my fault I lost last night. The cat did it.
That's right.
I love it.
So and then I'm going to take in my final game, I'm going to take L.A. over Green Bay.
I was looking at that. That has all the earmarks of a blowout, which is why I didn't take it.
Yeah. It's whatever way, it's going to be a high-scoring game, whatever happens there.
Yeah, I was really going to take that, but I learned when I was in college, if it looks too good, don't take it.
All right. So where else do you want to go in sports?
World Series starts tonight.
Again.
And, you know, You know how I always argue about the schedule?
Yeah.
It's the same tonight. Where's the game tonight?
The game tonight is in Los Angeles.
Why does it start at 8 o'clock?
Because it's stupid.
I mean, it's the West Coast. It's 5 o'clock out there. I don't know. Maybe a lot of people in California don't work. We know that. But still, how do you start a World Series game at 5 o'clock locally on a Friday night?
Yeah.
I mean, 9:30, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Not this time. It's dumb. It's really dumb. I mean, I yell when they have it on the East Coast as being wrong, and I have to do equal time on the West Coast. It's wrong. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the home team. Their fans deserve to see the game. Those that work in California, you should be able to see the game. Starting at 5 o'clock is definitely wrong. 9:30. It's not too late in the East Coast. It's a Friday night, and it's 6:30 in the West Coast where it's manageable to watch the game. They just continually do bad job after bad job with this.
All right, anything else?
Must win for the Dodgers, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You know, if they don't win this, it's a sweep. It's a four-game sweep.
Yep. Like I said, I watched the Rangers-Blackhawks last night.
What happened with it?
Well, Lundqvist started. You tell me.
They lost
4-1. Blackhawks look pretty good. A lot of new names on the team. A lot of them I don't know. Like I said, it's early in the season. I haven't watched a lot of hockey, but last night I had the opportunity, so I did. A lot of different names on the Rangers. I saw the coach for the Rangers, and I don't listen to the propaganda of the Ranger Network, so I listen to music when I watch the game. I still don't know who he is. I saw the guy all night on TV. I still don't know who he is, but he may be going the way of the Giant head coach too if the Rangers don't start picking it up. They're 3-6-1 in their first 10. That's not good.
No.
That's not if that. I mean, it's not going to stay this way. But right now, they're on track to win 25 games this year.
Not good.
No, not at all. Not at all. So we'll see what happens with them. The Devils blew one last night at home, losing in overtime 3-2 to Nashville. Not a good game for the Devils last night. So both local hockey teams took one on the chin last night. Playoffs, World Series tonight, and we got NFL on Sunday, and Armageddon's coming tomorrow, right?
Lots of rain tomorrow.
The weather, people.
Yeah, lots of rain tomorrow.
Of a sudden, any run-of-the-mill storm turns into be Armageddon nowadays.
Oh, they need TV ratings.
Oh, my. They do it and everything.
Yeah.
The storm. The storm of the century. We have the storm of the century every 2 weeks now.
Yeah, it's because we get a lot of TV ratings need it.
That's why I don't watch TV. I watch sports.
That's not TV?
Oh, no, it's sports. I mean, I could watch sports with the volume off. You can't watch the news with the volume off, right?
No. Why would you want to watch? Why would you want to watch news? I don't watch any news. None now. None.
It's all fake.
All I watch are movies on the different movie channels I have.
I watch history. I watch this one channel called AHC. It's American Heroes Channel. I think I mentioned it on here before. They talk about World War II. They talk about the Mafia. They talk about everything. And they have proof and evidence to back what they say. So that's what I watch. I watch history.
And I do watch documentaries and stuff like that. Yeah, I do. That I watch that. Like I watch that 14 back and stuff like that. I like stuff like that. But I steer clear of any of the commercial networks, any of them. I'm just clear of it because I get mad and then I'm not going to watch it. That's all.
A friend of mine asked me, well, did you hear about this guy being moved by the Giants or something? I said, no.
Yeah,
I said, why? I said, I don't watch local sports networks. I don't watch ABC, NBC, et cetera, because it's a dog and pony show. I watch the Major League Baseball Network. I watch the NHL Network. I watch the Horse Racing Network. Then I watch the History Channel, and then I go to sleep.
All right. Well, don't go to sleep now. Go to school, and I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Be safe. Yep. Watch out. Storm of the century tomorrow.
Okay. Goodbye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.